Once again, the Berkshire District Attorney's Office's handling of sexual assault cases at Williams College has emerged as a flashpoint in the campaign for DA. Tuesday morning, Berkshire DA Paul Coccaviello's office sent out a press release about criticism over its response to sexual assault cases at the private college in northern Berkshire County. Coccaviello is mounting a write-in campaign after narrowly losing September's Democratic primary to Andrea Harrington. Coccaviello, a 30-year veteran of the office who became DA this year, made the following statement at a candidate forum in July.
I would tell you that from my experiences and in cases actually even at Williams College, that is an obstacle to these cases, is that, you know, can we get the institution to work with the police department and law enforcement and to do so on behalf of the victim?
The question was about a Massachusetts law intended to facilitate reporting of sexual assault on college campuses. Coccaviello's answer would begin a back and forth that has continued ever since. Meg Bossong, the director of sexual assault prevention and response at Williams College, wrote a letter to the Berkshire Eagle in early August, calling Coccaviello's statement, quote, patently and categorically false. She went on to say that, quote, the DA's office makes the final choice about whether to pursue prosecution in cases of sexual violence that occur in Berkshire County. This includes cases affecting students of the four colleges located here. Mr. Coccaviello needs to tell the voters of our county how many cases of peer-to-peer alcohol-involved sexual assault and rape his office has chosen to bring to trial, and how many cases they have pleaded out to lesser non-sexual offenses or agreed to continue without a finding. Bossong's letter was followed that same month by one from John Pucci, who claimed the Berkshire DA's office had only prosecuted one of 47 sexual assault cases at Williams between 2014 and 2016. The information was gathered from the college's Clery Act reports. The federal law requires higher ed institutions to report on-campus crime statistics to the U.S. Department of Education. Pucci, a lawyer based in Hampshire County, said that the gap in the ratio between reported crimes and prosecuted cases, quote, demanded an explanation, since Coccaviello was the first assistant to then-DA David Capeless during that time, and the office would have received the reports. Pucci is an outspoken supporter of Andrea Harrington and made two $500 contributions to her campaign. Harrington told WAMC she had spoken to Pucci about the issue.
The person who wrote the letter was interested in supporting my campaign due to his experience of working with the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office. In a particular case that has to do with sexual assault at Williams College, but in regards to other matters as well.
The letter from Coccaviello said Pucci's claims, quote, were not only without merit, but misleading, ill-informed, and insensitive to victims. Coccaviello.
Mr. Pucci's letter was a direct attack on the DA and the law enforcement, and that's why I wanted to clear that up.
The press release includes a claim that Williamstown Police Chief Kyle Johnson discovered an additional 18 cases of sexual assault that Williams hadn't reported to police. The DA's release also says two-thirds of the reported incidents failed to identify either the victim or the alleged assailant.
What these reports do is they require the college to simply report every allegation, whether it's on the record or anonymous, whether there are details or not.
Independent journalist Owen Higgins has covered aspects of the DA race for publications like The Intercept and The Appeal. He says regardless of the detail in the reports, the nature of the Clery Act would have put the reported assaults on the DA's desk.
If you have, in this case, over 40 incidents of reported rape at Williams College, you could have 35 of them be anonymous with not a lot of detail, and 5 of them actually had detail. But the point is that all of these would have been reported, and that the DA's office would have had to, in some form or another, follow up on these or at least be aware of them.
Pucci could not be reached for comment on this story. Williams College did not respond to a request for comment from WAMC. You can read Coccaviello's entire letter at WAMC.org. Election day is November 6th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.